Ag Forums bring the House Ag Chair back to Tennessee. Hello and welcome, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Part of my job is to get around the country and listen to people from other parts of America and what they think about what we're doing in agriculture. And so it helps me do a better job as chairman of the committee to have a better perspective around the country.
House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota was back in Tennessee last week meeting with farmers and industry representatives in Crossville and Columbia. Chairman Peterson has a son that lives in Murfreesboro, and he's also become very close friends with his Blue Dog Democrat colleague, Representative Lincoln Davis. And Peterson says after 20 years in Congress, he's still enjoying his work, but oftentimes it's frustrating.
Some of the partisanship that goes on, some of the problems that need to be worked on but don't seem like we can ever fix, like immigration, even health care. I mean, we need to change health care, but we can't seem to come to a consensus that's got broad support. We always get steered off one direction or another. So that's frustrating, but being able to work on behalf of agriculture and trying to forge policies at work, that's still enjoyable.
Chairman Colin Peterson says the Ag Committee is already gearing up to put together the next farm bill, which will likely come in 2012, and he says unity among all the sectors of agriculture are needed to help create a strong bill.
First of all, the individual commodity groups need to work together to come up with what they need, and then they need to start dealing with the other commodity groups so that they can all come to a place that they can live with. If we can get that kind of consensus, it makes it much easier for the committee to do their job, and it makes it much easier to hold the whole thing together when we get to the floor.
House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota meeting with Tennessee farmers. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.